There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
But it seems like only yesterday.
It was the 5th of August.
Yeah.
And it was birthday time, and now it's the 6th of August, and somebody else is having a birthday today.
Ew.
Let's see. Richie's birthday is December. Jennifer's is February. When is Kenny's? When's your birthday, Kenny?
Later this month.
Oh, wow. How precipitous of me.
Yeah.
I didn't get ready for your birthday. Please send me this.
Yeah, that's what I do. I make a list.
All right, so speaking of lists, has anybody looked or revised their list as to who's on the docket for tonight? How many people are annoyed that one or more of the people that they want to see are going to be in the 5 o'clock Eastern broadcast versus the 9 p.m. broadcast?
And I think it just extends the awesome.
No, it doesn't. It makes it... How many people are available at 5 o'clock to watch this versus the number of people that are available at 9 o'clock to watch
this? This is why I suggest bosses let your people go home so that they can watch the debate. That's what I encourage my boss to do.
Or have it on at work so they can discuss. Everybody have a group discussion.
Is that appropriate for work to have something like that going on?
Sure.
Why? Why?
Well, in our business, it's totally appropriate.
Anyway. Let's say you're running a plumbing company, and you have the guys come back. Instead of they normally show back up at the shop at 5:30 to check out, tell them to come back at 4:30, check out, and be ready. I'll turn all the TVs on in the shop, and you can watch the debate at 5 o'clock. How would that
work? I'd be a happy plumber.
What happens if you're a Democrat and you're a plumber? And you don't want to care about this.
I think this is interesting for both parties,
The Democrats are going to love this. This is a food fight for them.
Food fight! So can anybody trump the Donald? That's what we'll find out. Ready, set, go. With some of them, it's ready, fire, aim.
People are saying, like the pundits and the talking heads are all saying that he has been, that he is really managing expectations and that he's telling people that he's, you know, he's keeping expectations low. I think that the reason we haven't seen him for about a week, he's been kind of undercover. He went on a trip, to Scotland. I think he's been boning up.
Really?
Yes, I and I hope he has. I want him to come out there and nail everybody.
The people in the news media will tell you, Trump, I can see the headlines now, Trump takes a dive. Well, instead of going down, he's going up because more people are paying attention. What is he saying about this, that, or the other thing? And regardless of how he does it, he is saying things that resonate with people and thus getting attention, like it or not. That's the story. Well, so
they're just showing candidates' Facebook followings.
Yeah.
Trump, 26 million. Mm-hmm. Hillary, 11 million.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders, 5 million.
Yeah.
And everybody else around, 3 million.
Yeah. What does that tell you?
The more I've been studying this, been studying Bernie and Hillary, Bernie is no joke.
No, he's not.
He is not a joke. He's actually tied in a poll in Vermont now. I mean,
People
like him.
In my neighborhood, this community where I've lived all of my life is run by the Democrats. There are very few Republicans that survive in any way, shape, or form in local government here. And as you drive around town, you see Bernie Sanders signs frequently. And this is not a liberal community by any stretch of the imagination, but it is an interested, and pockets in town are very articulate, very outspoken, very engaged. And I see these Bernie signs around a lot. And I guess I would wonder, let's take different neighborhoods. Jennifer, your neighborhood in California, you see any Bernie signs?
I don't see any political
signs
yet.
Kenny, you see any political signs of any nature at all in your neighborhood?
No, not a one.
Richie?
No, it's too early. There's no elections going on yet. No problem.
It's not too early for people to put out these Bernie signs. Roberta, what do you see in New York?
I see T-shirts. I have one.
That's T-shirts? Really?
Yes.
Is the name Bernie on the front or the back?
Oh, absolutely, I do.
And where is it? Where is it? It's on the back. Okay.
There's a whole bunch of his quotes.
What's on the front?
It says Bernie for president. It's just a plain black shirt in the front with a V-neck, and then the back it says Bernie for president.
I like Bernie. I like Bernie.
Did you pay for that?
Yeah, I contributed. Yes.
Really.
Did you pay for a shirt? He made you pay for clothing?
Well, was it?
Yeah. He made it to you? He gave it to her for a donation.
He's a socialist. He should be giving her everything.
I don't know that he really is a socialist. He's been labeled that.
What?
No. He
labeled it himself.
He's a democratic socialist.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
Socialism is not communism.
No, it's not. What does it mean to be a democratic socialist, do you think, Roberta?
Well, I think you adhere to the principles of this country, the democratic principles of this country, but you also believe in social programs to help people.
In other words, government giveaways.
Yeah. You're a Republican. Yeah, that's what you
like
call it.
Like roads and the post office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I'd like to see? Here's what I want to... Here's the challenge for somebody like Bernie, who is in earnest trying to make government better. Not that they all don't say that they're trying to do that. I think very few of them are, really. But I think
they're
Bernie
lining their own pockets.
Right. There's all kinds of graft corruption, that sort of thing going on.
Do you know that he has not accepted any money from any corporation?
Just like Trump. The two of them have much in common, even though you don't want to admit that. There is a lot in common.
Did you hear how you took the wind out of her sail?
I know, right.
But not really.
It's true, though.
Or Trump or Bloomberg, any of these self-made men, absolutely. Yeah.
Here's what I would ask Bernie Sanders if I were able to. To follow up on what you have just suggested, there is not much in-depth thinking about many government programs. One of them you just suggested, roads, public works, that sort of thing that we spend so much money on every year. I would like to ask Mr. Sanders, or Senator Sanders, what would you do to actually improve? It isn't improving the roads, but improving them so that we don't have all these union jobs that become part of the landscape. What we don't know or what we're not talking about is how the unions have the public, you and me, by the throat. There's a very interesting retrospective on that. There's a fellow who was profiled that I read about this past weekend. His name is Bob Nix. He's a firefighter in Austin, Texas. He, in fact, is the president of the Austin Firefighters Association. He has a handle on union business like most people in this country don't even understand. And that's why he became the focus, because he is so into an understanding of how the unions work. The public sector unions and other unions that have this described as a plague on local, state, and federal governments. There's a recent study called, it was done by the Competitive Enterprise Institute, that is focused on unions and the connection between public sector union work and what the taxpayers are forced to do. And so this whole thing is a focus on unions, how they get paid in the public sector, and then the connection of unions to the work that's being done. There's a twofold approach here. One of them is union workers and how they contribute to the functioning of candidates for various offices, and how the payback for union support are these jobs programs. That's basically what they are. The road work, the bridge work, that kind of stuff, and there's built-in obsolescence. But also, the amount of influence that local, state, and federal government workers have on their own pay, on their own working conditions. And I guess I come back to my town of Framingham. I'm on town meeting here, and fully 40% of the town meeting membership, which is about 200, are town employees who vote on their own salaries, they vote on their own working conditions, they vote on all kinds of things that are ambient to the work that they do every day. And there are more and more taxpayers who are realizing what an egregious waste this is, and are trying to do something about it. But there are some figures who, you know, federal level, for example, the release time and what people are entitled to cost taxpayers $122 million a year. The reason that I bring it up also, is this confusing or am I making a point? Because there's one more page to this.
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both. Okay. The president today is going to announce a plan that will require all contractors who do work for the federal government to supply its workers with time off.
Right.
With required medical...
7 days medical leave.
Leave. And if you want to help your mother or father or somebody that's sick in your family, you'd be required to pay them for a certain amount of time as well.
It's a total of 7 days for both.
Okay. Is it Richie okay? Mm-hmm. So where does that leave us? What is that... all of this stuff, there's a collusion here that I'm trying... I hope I'm making the picture plain.
You think that's a bad thing?
Well, I think it's
how
no.
Many, how
I,
many,
here,
how many
no. Firms? Here's what I think. I think it's a bad thing that the government mandated. It ought to be something that companies come around to understanding.
If it was something that companies would understand, it would have been done a long time ago. You know,
but that's not the government's. That it still isn't the government's fault.
But it would have been done. The thing is, it's not being done.
It may not be being done, but that doesn't mean the government has to require.
How many parents have to decide between caring for a sick child or going to work?
Well,
how many parents had to decide between their 80-year-old mother?
Why is that not up to the people? Roberta, don't become argumentative and destructive. I'm having a conversation.
I'm making a conversation. Yeah. Government won't do it because it doesn't make them the money. I mean, government has to do it because companies won't do it because it doesn't make them money.
But what happens...
Companies only care about the bottom line. They don't care
I think
about
that's
money.
A gross misstatement. Yeah.
No,
because
it would have been done a long time ago.
No, well, I think some companies are like that. I think the analogy that I used earlier...
I'd like to know one company that allows
I'm a small company, Roberta. I'm a small company, and whenever anybody has a sickness of parents or kids or death in the family, I do not charge for time off. I do not make them take vacation
Well, you're
time.
A decent guy. How many of them are like
well,
you?
Plenty of them. Need. Plenty of them.
I'm a small company that can't
plenty
afford
them. Plenty of them.
Yeah.
The thing that is to be resented and not respected here
is when I'm made to do it.
You are made to do it. The people who work there have a choice. They can either come to work for Rich or not work for him and go someplace else if they didn't like what the conditions were. It's not up to the government to tell people how to run their businesses.
Especially
otherwise, the
when
government
it really hurts.
As soon as I start being forced to do something, I get less lenient with that.
You're
kind
forced
of stuff.
To pay Social Security. You're forced to give them federal days off.
Right,
do you resent all that?
How do you
think
that affects the salary of all the employees?
Yeah.
You're
who's going
to
pay for all this?
A lot of things.
If it goes into the work.
I certainly take that into account when I hire somebody, knowing that the taxes I'm going to have to pay for them.
But this is something that would actually benefit employees. This doesn't hurt anybody. Give them 7 days off for medical stuff.
That's why I do it. How does that hurt people? And that's why I do it.
But
too many companies don't do this.
All right. Here's the
bottom line. The majority don't.
That's not true. You don't know that. You don't know that that's the case with the majority.
Yeah, I think the majority of companies do give time off, Roberta. They really do.
Right.
I
mean, mine that I work
we don't
for.
Give
anything.
You're never going to convince her. Let's move on.
Right.
Nothing. Well, nobody I work for.
Companies
did.
Are evil.
The
and that's
point
all
that I'm making on. Here is that in this circumstance, what will be the bottom line with the president's proposal or the order that's supposed to be that will be issued is that you and I, the taxpayer, will pay for all of this because
of
the contractors will pass the bill along to the government, and the government, which requires union.
So Roberta's paid and rich. She doesn't care.
And she gets out of paying her taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, think
about
this. You're heaving over there. But Roberta, I've heard you say many times, you're like, oh, I have to reinvest this money because I don't want to get taxed. You know how to play the system. I mean, you do what these
poor
companies are doing.
Hmm. All right, so food for thought.
See, she's guilty and rich.
No.
And
why? No.
There we are.
Your arguments are so elementary that it's, sometimes I'm speechless.
But it is elementary.
You still don't understand them.
Yeah,
it is.
If we don't have the ability to make profits, there are no jobs.
But I love you.
The companies have to be able to make money in order to provide the wherewithal to pay people to function in the job market.
It's an old argument that doesn't stand up.
Of course it does.
Down.
21 after the hour. That's what I like.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Recognizable music now.
Yes.
Well, hopefully that's the way all of these one-hit wonders are. This happens to be a very good pop song from the mid-90s. What's the name of this group? 888-302-3684. Call now.
Once upon a midnight theory, what was something in my head? Couldn't keep the memory of a phone call and what you said. Like a game show. With a parting gift, I cannot believe my eyes. When I talk to the voice of a trusted friend, and then you humor me and tell me lies.
Yep.
Yeah, humor me and tell me lies. And all I choose, I don't mind. As we sit so shallow, we find. And when it's feeling over, I'll still be.
Who is this? 888-302-3684. This is a song called Runaround. Rock band is from Princeton, New Jersey. Number one during this week. 1995 is the year. This is very good music. Stuff that gets me turned on in terms of pop music.
I don't know whether you had this clue in your little sheet there, Doug.
Yes, Richie.
But the clue for you?
Yeah.
They were in Blues Brothers 2000.
Yes. There you go.
They were very, very cool.
Yeah, they were. All right, so this is a high school garage band. Got together in the mid-80s. Originally only two members, John Popper, who was on the harmonica and the guitar, and Brendan Hill, who played the drum. They called themselves at that time The Establishment. Today they have five members. They were discovered by A&M playing at a New York City club while attending New York University. They shared an apartment in Brooklyn, but by 1990 they had dropped out of NYU to focus on their music, recording, touring, that sort of thing. The band's fourth album, called Fourth, brought them the first number one song, and it included this hit, Runaround. It is certified platinum. They had a Grammy for the best rock vocal duo or group. Broke a record for most weeks on the Billboard charts with this song. They became the opening act for the Stones. Every year since this song was released, they've headlined an Independence Day show at the Red Rock Amphitheater in Colorado, which is a magnificent. I wish I could go there someday and see a concert. What a magnificent place to go. Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Amphitheater in Colorado.
I saw a Beatles show there last year.
Great. Yeah. They had one other top 40 hit, but it was called The Hook, but never made it into the top 20. And they have not produced another number one song since this came out in the mid-90s. So crank it up one more time. Run around, Richie. Who is this? Good stuff.
And here's the song they did in the Blues Brothers 2000 called Maybe I'm Wrong.
No dabbing music.
Great.
All right. Gary is in Billings, Montana. Hi, Gary. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Oh, great. Just getting ready for work.
What do you do for work?
Drive equipment for the city.
Heavy equipment?
That's a manly job.
Yes, it is. No women doing that in Billings, right?
There's a few, but it's mainly a guy thing.
Got it. All right, what's the name of this group?
Papa Chubby.
Papa Chubby. I forgot about that. That's a good
Are you joking?
No. Is that on? Yeah. All right, let's find the real answer. Matt, what do you think the name of the group is?
This is the Blues Traveler.
The Blues Traveler is correct, Mundo. So you'll win a sample pack of Cedarside Organic Bug Spray for your home. Thank you. Hold on. 28 after on Good Day.
Here's the book.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I'd like to share with you guys today three very important things that you can do to keep your pets healthy and happy. The first thing you need to do is relieve the stress your dog or cat may suffer. Now, I know what you're saying. What kind of stress does my dog or cat have? Well, it's been proven in studies that the same stress and anxieties that humans have goes from one end of the leash to the other. So if you're stressed, your dog or cat's going to feel it as well. Exercise. We all know how important exercise is to make us feel good and make us physically healthier. Well, exercising your dog and cat is just as important. That exercise actually helps alleviate the stress. And what about affection and love? We all want to train our dogs and have dogs that'll sit and stay when we tell them. But what about teaching your dogs that affection and love are just as important? I spend a lot of time with my pets when they're doing nothing. They're just lying on the ground, hanging out, just telling them how good they are and how much I care about them. Don't always wait for your dog or cat to do something very amazing to get that pat on the head or that hug and kiss. Just walk over when they're laying down and tell them how much you love them. It's good for you. It's good for your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steph. And get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Spend your life with Rich.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. It used to know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
That's the Doug Good Day program. I'm Doug. She's Jennifer. She's Roberta. He's Ken. He's rich. And
he's
famous.
Rich.
Yes, he's rich.
Yes, I am.
And famous. Okay, so the story is pretty much on the debris that was found on the island. It's from the missing plane. Okay.
Reunion Island.
Reunion Island.
Reunion Island.
Okay. So that's what we know. This plane was flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Went missing a year ago, 239 people gone. Nobody knew what the blank happened. Debris washed ashore. It was sent to France. They figured out it came from the plane. So it's a clue. But why did the plane turn from its original flight path? That's the question that is not answered and probably never will.
And so, they knew that that was the case. They knew that it had veered off of its scheduled path. So
right, exactly.
Yeah, what's the motivation?
Yeah.
Now, if this hadn't been the plane, how weird would that have been?
Yes.
I love playing the what if game.
Where did this come from?
You, yeah. Doug Stefan, are actually buying what they're telling you?
I'm not. Well, I think that they dumped it. I think they really
It could have been any number of things. Thank you, Jennifer, for giving me that opening.
I
just kind of want to like put it behind me because it doesn't make any difference.
There was a cloaking device on that plane and something happened.
Well,
and it was cloaked for all this time and I don't know.
There is no, other than the 777 that got destroyed landing at San Francisco International 2 years ago, the Asiana plane, and the plane that went down after The 777 that they shot down over the Ukraine last year, remember that? Malaysia Airlines 7.
The Russians.
So what could have had, and again, okay, so let's feed into Jennifer's hysteria for a second.
Oh, this is all my hysteria. Okay. I believe it, though. So
okay, so here's what could have happened, because there have been two 777s that were destroyed since the plane started flying about 20 years ago. Only two. And they were both recent. It is very possible that somebody could have taken one of the wing parts and brought it over and dumped it into the ocean. But as I think Roberta said yesterday, they are serialized so that the parts to the plane are all identified as parts.
Right.
There's a serial number for the plane, and then all the parts that are
used. So you can't, in this day of technology, you can't put a serial number on the thing?
They checked it up against the maintenance records.
That's what I'm saying. They all have. Yep. So if it really is part of the plane, really, they can, Boeing can match the numbers from the parts that we use to put the plane together and say, yep,
somebody just take the
wing.
Numbers, put a little panel on, scratch out the old ones?
Yeah, of course they could.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go in the ocean, retrieve something, have it in there for that long, go out there, you know, take the number off, put a new one
say,
on.
That wing looked pretty shiny and new, not like it'd been floating.
Okay, here's a little, you want to have a little, you want
you
me to be.
You had a close-up view of it, Jen?
Yes, I did.
Do you want me to be, this is admittance time. I have been known in my time on the farm to take the serial number
And
off
scrape
of
it off.
One tractor and put it on another tractor.
Yes, so you can get the refund.
You're
going to do that on several thousand airline parts.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that it's not impossible. It is not impossible.
They had a year.
Yeah.
And plunk, dunk it in the drink, and all of a sudden.
Right. Okay.
I'm telling you.
What's wrong with me that I just put the hook in my mouth and believe the story?
It's all right, Reggie. Go ahead.
That the plane just wrecked.
It's okay for you to be simplistic.
Yeah,
all right.
Really.
So here's the latest on this movie theater situation from Tennessee last night. Here's this man who goes into the theater. He's got a hatchet. He's got a pellet gun. And he's got pepper spray.
And he's wearing a surgical mask.
Right. How does he get into the theater with a hatchet?
And a surgical mask.
Two backpacks.
By the way, the movie was Mad Max.
I didn't know that was a plane.
Anytime you see one of these weirdos wearing those long jackets so that they can hide, I'm taking you out.
A duster. They call them dusters in the Old West.
Yeah. If I walk in to see some animated movie with the kids and I see dude walking
in. It's 95
degrees and dude walks in with the long jacket, you're going down.
Yeah.
Do you ask any questions first or do you just go?
No. I take him out before he ever gets a chance to open that arsenal.
Well, it sure seems like the police knew something was up because they mobilized him very quickly.
They must have had
an idea that I think somebody must have said something that he was a creeper because they were there. He started pepper spraying people in the theater, and next thing you know, he was dead.
Guy's nuts. Okay, so here's I'm just going to throw one anecdotal bit of information. Last night we were talking about traveling at dinner, and one of the trips I was talking about was a trip to Russia when I remembered walking down the street on a very hot June afternoon, and I was approached
by
this
fellow. You're not going to tell the story about the people bathing in pee again, are you?
No. I'm going to tell you.
That was Africa.
That's Africa. Now, this circumstance, this guy comes down the street. He's got a duster on, or a big raincoat, and it's loaded. You know, you can tell there's something under his coat.
Yeah, I do.
So
look for that.
Geez,
what you pack in, buddy? I use the wind.
Richie, don't. Shut up. It's disrespectful to women to say that. Anyway, can I finish my story?
Maybe.
So this guy walks up to us. This is four radio hosts walking down a main street in Russia. This is 1996, 97, when it's just opening up to the West again. This guy approaches us, and he's ready to open up his coat. And I'm thinking, my God, what's this all about? The guy's got watches. He's got 100 watches on the lining of his coat.
What, to buy a Rolex?
They were Russian war hero watches, supposedly. So he says, I sell them to you 10 for $100. Well, I bought 10 of them, and I gave them away as gifts at Russian war heroes. They weren't Russian war heroes. Who the hell knows where they came from? But this guy,
I didn't get mine,
had the presence. I think you did, actually.
No, I did not.
You are so cheap. Do you know my dad did this?
I'm so cheap. Wait a minute. Where'd that come from?
My dad did the same thing to my poor uncle. He and I went to New York, and we went to Canal Street.
But this
and
has
I
become a
really
referendum on whether I'm cheap or not. I was telling a story about buying some watches with a guy who had
from
a
dude in a raincoat.
The guy in the theater
in Russia. And he's like, I bought a ton of my Game Boy kids. And he probably tried to pass them off.
Were you relieved when he opened up the coat and you were just like, oh, thank God, it's just stolen watches?
Yeah, right.
Is that a wristwatch, or are you happy to see me?
This guy had the biggest wad of American money I've ever seen in my life.
Well, yeah, he's selling knockoffs. Have you been to Canal Street in New York, Dougie?
I have, but I don't remember anybody trying to sell me a watch.
Trust me, Canal Street is where, like, they like the little.
I mean, I can walk in front of Roberta's house in New York and have
somebody
try to sell me a watch.
No, the little Asian. No, you don't want those. You want to go to Canal Street and they go Prada, 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 Gucci, 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 and you say yes, and you just follow them, and then you end up in some underground Asian den in the streets of New York where there's like chains hanging around and people are sweating and making fake bags.
You know, you're supporting terrorists.
Yes, I know. I know. We've been through this, but my dad.
Prada, 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 Prada.
Bought a Rolex,
a
Folex, and gave it to my uncle, and didn't tell him that it was a fake Rolex, and my uncle cried.
Really?
Because it was his retirement, and so he thought my dad had bought him a real Rolex.
That's awesome.
Retirement.
So he went to get it fixed.
And
my dad's like, oh,
the show this morning.
Yeah, my dad's like, oh my God, what do I do? Like, I mean, my uncle fully cried. Oh, this is the nicest gift ever.
Oh my God.
And it's still not talked about, but I know that by now my uncle has figured out that his Rolex.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Oh.
Yeah, my hands fell off. All right, here's my last question on this.
Yes.
How long until we start going through metal detectors to go in to see Band
there you
in
go.
The theater?
That's the question.
Let me start packing a gun.
Yeah, we have to do that if you go to a if you go to the concert in Fenway Park, you go to a ball game, any place, football game, they put you through the device.
You know what it's like to live in Israel? It's going to be like that to live here.
Yeah, terrific. All right, so there it is. That's a story or two or three. 23, wait a minute, did I say 20? 43 FDR, Doug Steffens Good Day Program. Healthy blood flow. That's the secret to living a longer, better life. That is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. T-R-U-E. Health comes from your heart, pumping the blood to every place in your body. You need to open up your arteries. If you have high blood pressure, the taking of nitric oxide products will fix the problem. Opening up the arteries is the way to get blood pressure down, maintain it where it's supposed to be. And the honest-to-goodness best way to do that that we have found collectively on this program is to use Super Beats. Listen to what we say about Super Beats. Super Beats is a product that has ground-up beets, specially grown for these folks that make these Super Beets. They grind them up into a dust. You take the powder, you put it in a glass of water, you drink it. 25 minutes later, you feel the charge. You want to have that charge right away? These folks make another product called Neo 40. Neo 40 will pump nitric oxide into your system because when you go, I just took mine about 15 minutes ago. Chew it up into your stomach, right away into your bloodstream, and right away you feel the extra energy. That's step one. After you've dissolved the tab in your mouth, you swallow it. You don't have to place it under your tongue, or you don't swallow it whole. You chew it up, and in 5 minutes, use that indicator strip that you get when you order these products from Super Beats, and you'll see the increase right there on the strip. Call 800-655-4183. What a delight it has been for us to explore and find what a great product
this
is through usage. We use it.
It makes sense, and you actually feel it.
Yep. They do. Really do.
Right.
800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular Super Beats. Or you can ask for Black Cherry. That's you can choose whichever one you want. They both taste okay. Comes with your first order. That is the Super Beats themselves. You're ordering Neo 40 or Super Beats, whichever. One of the other product is going to come free with your order. You get a book about beets, free shipping, and these strips. Jennifer's been using them regularly to find out how her nitric oxide content is. You should check yours. Not do it every day, but certainly with regularity so that you understand when you take it, You'll feel it's critical for cardiovascular health. Get the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all your organs. Use what now hundreds of thousands of Americans are using every day, Superbeats and Aligned Products. 800-655-4183. Not one bit of anything that's harmful to your body is in this. No drugs, there's nothing synthetic. It is all grown beets, ground up. That's what it is. That's the whole product. All of it. Anything connected to this is all 100% natural, natural, natural. And boy, have they got it figured out. 800-655-4183. You figure it out yourself. Order Super Beats and or Neo 40. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco-rolled acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. In July, participants of all ages and abilities gathered in Park City at the National Ability Center in Utah for the No Barriers Summit, a four-day annual event. Scientists, inventors, academics, practitioners, and end users from around the globe came together to witness the latest innovations in adaptive technology and challenge the conception of what is possible. The 2015 No Barriers Summit also celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Kathy Martinez, People with Disabilities Segment Manager, Wells Fargo & Company.
The 25th anniversary of the ADA is an important civil rights milestone for our team members, customers, and suppliers with disabilities and their family and friends. The No Barrier Summit is really the perfect place to commemorate the ADA's achievements, as well as to look forward to what we can accomplish in the future.
The summit events included an array of clinics and interactive exhibits designed to encourage participants of all abilities to discover their potential. For more information, visit NoBarriersUSA.org.
Beck knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Beck's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Beck's pledge to save handwriting at BeckFightForYourRight.com. That's BeckFightForYourRight, WRITE.com.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your...
Wait, what? 50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at PlentyWithAnEye.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Doug. Rude.
Donald Sterling has asked his wife for a divorce.
Shocker. They seemed like they were so solid. I haven't been this shocked since Miss Piggy and Kermit split up.
That was yesterday.
Holy.
All right, so he filed paperwork yesterday seeking a split from his wife, from whom he is estranged. They have been married for 60 years.
He's got his eye on a hot new welder.
Is that what that woman did for a living?
No, she just wore a welding mask to like shield her from all the paparazzi that wasn't following her.
Yeah, oh, that's right, too, yeah. I just find this whole... I had forgotten about him, actually. I mean, most of us forgotten about
him.
He
had forgotten about
him. Was the owner of the L.A. Clippers.
Yeah, I remember.
Who had a little...
with V. Stiviano.
Right, and then his wife found out about it. She wanted a divorce. Instead, she got... And then they boosted up the value of the Clippers to like, what, $5 billion or some other crazy thing?
They sold it, yeah.
And they sold it and they got the money and then they decided, okay, see you later. 51 after.
Oh, happy couple.
All right.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality, storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's find out what's on.
Tommy
the K, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. Not around. What is he doing this week? Didn't he take
his camping trip with
camping?
His son? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
He's such a camperman.
All right. He is. He loves to do that. He's a great father. But yeah, I've seen him with his kids. He's a very good father. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Richie's a great father.
Daddy.
And by the way, Roberta's a pretty good father too. 54 after.
Call her daddy.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Television news in a matter of moments. Jennifer says she doesn't want to discuss the ratings because there are more interesting things to talk about. And so I'm going to let her, as I usually do here, lead.
Yeah. Right.
Television news. In just a moment. Here on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Bick knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bick's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bick's pledge to save handwriting at BickFightForYourWrite.com. That's BickFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Don't miss Kohl's Back to School Sale starting Friday. You'll find the hottest active styles and brands on sale for the whole family, like Adidas, Fila, New Balance, Puma, Heckier, and more. Save even more when you shop three-day doorbusters throughout the store, Friday through Sunday. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Be yourself, Kohl's. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
All right, let's go to town here with the television news. Do you care about who's going to be in The View, on The View, off The View?
Well, yes. I think ever since Kelly Osbourne put her foot in her mouth this week, people have been paying a little more attention to The View. So we've talked about who's at the table. Raven Simone is there.
By the way, Doug, did you hear the Kelly Osbourne?
Yeah, we didn't play it here, did we? You have to hear it. We have to do that.
It's absolutely amazing. And she tries to get out of it, but she just can't.
Rosie Perez tries to get out of it.
If you kick every Latino out of this country, then who is going to be cleaning your toilet, Donald Trump?
Oh, that's not.
In the sense that,
no.
You know what I mean? Like, what I'm saying is
there's more jobs to be.
In L.A., they always
more. But the donuts are not only the
no,
only
people. No, I didn't mean it like that. Come on. No, I would never mean it like that.
Okay, I'm not part of this argument.
Yeah, what's great is Trump can say something and he's a jerk, but if you say something wrong, you're, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, here's Raven Simone trying to stick up for her.
Look, I'm best friends with Kelly. We're growing a friendship closer and closer every day, and I know her parents, I know her mother, and I don't think she'd be a racist if she was friends with me.
Well, hello. You know, I'm stronger than you.
Hello. There's the next Saturday Night Live skit. All right, so Nicole Wallace is one of the co-hosts of The View, and she was essentially demoted by producers of the show. They said, look, you can't be on every day, but you can be part of this rotating chair that Sherry Shepherd is a part of.
Can we keep moving? We got about 60 seconds here. There are a couple of additions to television shows. John Cryer and Kim Raver.
So she said no was the bottom line.
Yeah, right. She's gone. Goodbye. Kim Raver and John Cryer, both well-known
television. John Cryer. Remember the part where you said, do you lead me?
Oh, excuse me. Yes, right.
John Cryer is heading to surgery on NCIS. He's going to play Dr. Taft, a Navy surgeon who has Gibbs' life in his hands after the season finale. He's confirmed this with Entertainment Weekly. So he'll be going from 2.5 Men to NCIS. And Kim Raver, remember her from 24? She was Jack Bauer's girlfriend. Well, she joins the cast of Bones for season 11. And it's her storyline that is pretty intriguing. She's going to be in the first two episodes of season 11 as FBI Special Agent Grace Miller. Yeah. So kind of fun. She'll be investigating the disappearance of David
Boreanaz. Not that I want to lead you, but there are a couple of cast additions to The Wiz, which is going to be...
Williams, who is an 18-year-old musical theater actress. She's going to be playing Dorothy.
And David Alan Greer. Who's he? Why do we know
David Alan Greer?
Oh, he's in everything.
Yeah, he's a comedian from...
Really?
From good?
In Living Color.
In Living Color with the Wayans brothers.
And how come Community was canceled again?
Well, I thought there was going to be.
But not till tomorrow?
Not till tomorrow.
Oh, good Lord. What happened?
I told you today, but you got in my way.
Get out of my way. Get out of my life. Get out of my face. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.